I don't remember. This is the first time I remember that after the spiel they didn't go back to dancing. So that time, who was there the last year? I don't remember that. Not because of the spiel, but usually I come home and I put all the salmonis packages together. My wife cooked everything. I didn't get it. It takes about an hour. Okay, but by the time there's an hour, it's changing the clock. It was after four. Also, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow with the weather. The forecast at the moment is imposing. Yeah. I haven't heard it recently, but I would say. In either case, I would like on Wednesday morning, Bez Hashem, instead of, let's see, I'll go minyan and minyan. On Wednesday morning, I'd like to learn your Adaya this week, especially if we're not going to have shiur tomorrow. I don't know if the shiur is going to be open or not. They haven't said anything, right? There's been no announcement yet. The last time they closed altogether, I don't know, it was, I think, a lesser event than what I'm talking about now. I don't know. You never know. But in any case, Wednesday morning, if the part is like this, I'm going to be away. I think I mentioned this sometime back. I'm taking a group of high school students from MTA to Poland for a week. There's various places I did it last year also. So I'm leaving Sunday night. Now Sunday, I don't think it'll be Sunday because of the Chag HaSmicha. So I'll be away and I'm not going to be back until the following week. So altogether I'll miss Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 6 Yurim. I'll be back Tuesday but not in time for Shia, the following Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So I spoke with Rav Mordechai. I thought we could dive into this. I mentioned a few possible things to him to do in terms of Siman Kuf Gimel Kuf Dalet. Some guys also were interested in hearing some stuff about the bugs in the New York City water system in connection with what we learned. You know, so I asked him maybe he could give a share about that. He'll be in touch with you. But anyway, we'll talk more about that later in the week, Bez Hashem. But in any case, especially if no share tomorrow, probably even if there is, Wednesday morning at 9:15, in room 101, to do your day. Okay, I really want to at least finish this thing. Yeah.
Apparently, there's this day of Achdus.
I know, that's one. And it was supposed to be early shiur. Everyone's supposed to be early shiur, no?
Yeah,
they rewrite. Yeah.
Wednesday.
They have Achdus starts. Achdus begin. No Achdus till 10:30. I think that's what the schedule said, 10:30?
Yeah, 10:30.
So I'll be done by then.
Okay.
So today we begin the sugya of Dovash Yesh Matir, and I realize, of course, that somebody in the Kolo probably discussed many of these in Yonim in the first couple of blots on the Sefer Beitza, so it'll be a review. But not everybody learned it, or maybe there's some things we didn't come across. But the sugya of Dovash Yesh Matir, and the primary sugya, is that sugya in Beitza on Dav Gimel base. Beitza Shinol de Biyantiv. So the idea of a Dovash Yesh Matir means, of course, that somebody is usher at the moment. But it's going to, we'll leave it for right now, automatically become mutter. I say automatically loosely because sometimes there are other factors discussed in subsequent shiurim. But for the moment, we'll define Dovash Yesh Matirin as something that is going to become mutter. It's going to become mutter later on, right? So the Gemara discusses, one of the examples, Beit Shnol B'Yomtiv, where the Gemara says, on Daf Gimel and Vez and Beit, Meisra echad beit shol b'shabbos, echad beit shol b'yomtiv. Ein metalton also a beit that's nol on Shabbos, it's nol on yomtiv. You're not allowed to smoke, you're not allowed to move it. Lo lechasos bo sakli, you can't use it to cover something else. Lo lismoch bo kare hamita. I imagine the word most people do not think about using an egg to support a table or to support a bed. But the truth is, maybe discussing only beit. So the truth is, if you hold the egg in a certain direction, in a certain angle, you cannot crack it. It's extremely hard. When we were learning Beit Yeshiva, so there was a guy in the old cafeteria. So the guy was showing us, first time he held it wrong. So he said, "Watch, I can't crack it." And got all of his hands. But if you angle it right, you pressure the right point, you actually cannot crack it. So that's what they would use, I guess, an egg as a. I suppose with a heavy, heavy barbell, you can crack it, but ordinarily it won't easily crack, so I used to use it with lismo karamitas. You're not allowed to do that. Alokofala soklibishishol tishavafan, usveika asura. Usveika asura. Okay, that's important. Sufik. Okay, Rashi explained, usveika asura. Usveika asura. Okay, and we assume at the moment what it means, Sveik Asur. It means, Safek, Nol Biyantar, Safek Bechol. Right? We don't know this particular egg. Is it Nol Bechol, in which case it's Kabuy Mutu, or it's Nol Biyantar, in which case it's Mutu. So Sveik is also. Usually we assume the whole Issa, Beit Shal Biyantar, that didn't drop on anyway. Right? So that is Issa drop on anyway. Let's assume the books is drop on anyway, which again is the subject of those discussions there in the Beitza. But assuming it's only Dinder Rabbanan, so we should say Sveik Rabbanan Kula. But we don't, okay? And part B, the Misarba Be'elav Kulan Asuros. And if they mix this one egg, it's mixed up with all kinds of other Mutter eggs, they all become awesome. So Gemara says, Mishnah, Rabba was the one who said the whole Issa Beit Shal Biyantar to begin with. Why is it Asur? Mishnah says it's Asur, right? And like Basila, the Mishnah says it's Asur. So why is it Asur? So Rabba said it's based on a pasuk, Chumash, right? Rachana, and so on. So according to Rabba, I understand. Mishnah, Rabba, Damer, Shum, Hachana, Habi, Sveik, the Reiser. Hachol, Sveik, the Reiser, Chumra. Good. So according to Rabba, we understand. It's a Sveik, the Reiser. So every Sveik, the Reiser, we go to Chumra. Okay, we're dealing with this in the Reiser. However, El Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzhak, who had all the Xeris, Xeris, Shum, Mashum, Shazav, whatever the Xeris were, that asked the egg is parallel to certain things. So it's a Xeris. So then it's only Dindar Abana. It's a Sveik, the Abana, Nikol, Sveik, the Abana, Kula. Okay, the Gemara goes on, all right, and in any event, it's where the Gemara introduces a few lines later. It's a Dava Sheish HaMatirin. Yechol Dava Sheish HaMatirin, Afil Be'elef Lovato. It's a special category that in a Hanami, usually we should be able to make when it comes to it should be bottle. We have to bear in mind, there are two things, two inyonim going on in the Gemara. Number one, we don't say Sveik, the Abana, Kula. That's one thing. Number two, we also say it's not bottle. Those two don't have to be hand in hand necessarily. And again, as we learn Beitzah, the Rishonim discusses. But right now, we'll keep it simple. There's two inyanim. We don't apply Sveikah Rabbanan Kula. We also don't apply Bittul. So as far as Bittul is concerned, the reason given is that it's a Dava Sheish HaMatirin. Okay, Dava Sheish HaMatirin, I feel be'elef lo bottle. So Dava Sheish HaMatirin, I feel be'elef lo bottle. What's the svar behind that? So Rashi has the comment, Dibar Maschel. Well, first we say Sheyesh Lamatir means Sheyachol Achol Achol Yantav Beheter Gomer. You can eat after Yantav, right? Basis all the Yantav. Okay, so wait till after Yantav is over. Now there's no issue. There's no more Mukta. No, not a problem. It doesn't mean also forever. It's Mukta, right? So Afilu Be'elef Lo Vatav Afgal Din Raisa Chad Betray Vatav Dusim Acharav Lahatos. Even though the Raisa is a principle, it's Vatav Rov Acharav Lahatos. Okay. And Achmor Rabbanon, the Rabbanon here, Machmor, Ho, Yeshu Matir, and Lacha Zman, Lo Yochler, be Isser, Ayade Bittul. Since it's going to become Mutter later on, so you shouldn't eat it Ayade based on the principle of Bittul. And the Gemara says that only works out according to one sheet. Okay, but that's enough for us for the moment. So this is a famous, but they usually quote this, Ad Shetochler, be Isser, Tochler, be Heter. Why wait? Why rely on Bittul? Okay, wait till it's after Yantar. If you wait a few hours, it'll be Mutter anyway. And therefore, you should not rely on bittul, but rather go ahead and eat it beheter. So just, you know, it's important to recognize that it's a strange, we should ask ourselves, it's actually a strange statement. What do you mean, actually, tochlena be'isser, tochlena beheter? Why rely? What do you mean, why rely? Rashi just got to be saying there's a din of acharav, it's a regular din. What do you mean, actually, tochlena be'isser, tochlena beheter? Why rely on bittul? What do you mean, why rely on bittul? Bittul is a respected, accepted klal. So there's no issa whatsoever. We assume acharav lahatos. So good. So now, however we learn bittul works. And, certainly, if you learn nepach isser lios heter. So what, you know, what's the problem, right? So I don't have it here. You're that kuf tzayin. So I just want to address that point within Rashi, because that's the standard, that's the simplest way, the way most people learn the heter of Dovash, the heter of Dovash Yesh HaMatirin, is why rely on Bittul, Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yotzer, it's going to put it anyway. So we should just be bothered a little bit, why rely? What are we relying on? Okay, there's a principle called Bittul. So I just want to point out in Yoredeis and Kuf Tes Zayin, in Sif Zion. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Mesukenes Afal Pishni Teres Peshchita Medakti Machmir Al Atzman Shelo Lo'achol. Okay, you have an animal that's sickly, looks like it's going to die. Okay, You think it's going to, you know, it's on its last leg, so to speak. Okay? And it's mutter to shecht it right now. It's not dead yet. But hamedaktikin machmira atzman shalom achor. People are stringent and don't want to eat a behemoth sukenis. Okay, that's what says the Shulchan Aruch. So the Pischei Tshuva there, it's a cotton yud, in Simkuf Tezayim, Pischei Tshuva says, he quotes, V'chein im not, and there was basically the shechting and the sukenis. You can look back, and we have to look back in this is a new year there, but if you look back, and that's what the Shach tells you, look back in Simon Yud Zion, about shechting and behemoth sukenis, right? It's somewhat iffy. Is it more of a chance that it's a trefa and so on? Okay, so you can shecht it. But it kind of sounds like really it's only for the end. Okay? I mean, if you look, I don't want to spend that much time on this, but, you know, in Simon Yud Zion of Yoruba, which you do, well, I don't know, maybe your edition don't have that either, I don't know. But Simon Yud Zion is called Din HaShochet Behema HaMesukenes Lomus. Okay? You know, you have to figure out how healthy is it. Is it a problem that, you know, maybe it's going to die? Anyway, it's mutter. End of the day, bottom line is mutter to shecht. Okay. Now, nonetheless, the mechaber quotes that some people are machmer not to eat it. Good. Says the Pischei Tshuva Simchat Yud. He quotes good in their day al shalad. They have a yidn or avzal. Chayin im nafal iser b'chli sheni. Okay, if an iser fell into a kli sheni, it fell into a kli rishon, the yesh samen, you have shishin, u'mikol kai gadol laharchik atzmo kol dvar kir mitzvah. He quotes those who say that, you know what, any of these cases where, it really wasn't derech bishul, or it was in a kli rishon, or it was shishin, these are all what the Pischei Tshuva is quoting. In effect, are b'di'evit type of entertainments. There are some people who are machmer. What emerges from that Pischei Tshuva is one approach, only one approach, that the Chabotom and Sukenis, Pischei Tshuva extends it, and others extend it, okay? And because there's a basic, it's based on a Gemara, that if someone asks a Shiloh, there are more there, it seems I'm right, Behema Tahora, I'm sorry, Behema Shahora Bochacham, Miswar, Golonot Ibiferish, Mutaris, Bal Nefesh, another, it's a Gemara, that certain people machmer not to eat from an animal which was a shiloh. The shiloh was his kosher. You know, but maybe made a mistake, right? There's always people who want to be machmer, so it's a legitimate chumra. Question is, how do we extend that? But the Pischei Tshuva mentions, what we're driving across today, is shishin. So perhaps, this is what Rashi is driving at here in Beit. So that's what it means. Ad shetochlena bita tochlena, it's not osir, bita b'shishin works. But again, it's considered a kind of, I don't think, the average is probably too strong a term, but it's a second best. Okay? It's second best. Don't rely on Bittul B'Shishim. Yes, Bittul B'Shishim works 100%. Bittul B'Rov works. We all agree. But it's not a terrible chumra to say, you know what? In 2 hours, this egg is going to be mutter according to everybody and everything without any tricks. And therefore, that's how the Pischei Tshuva, you apply that Pischei Tshuva to us. So I just wanted to add that we always quote this in the realm of halacha, but the B'nai Yisoschar, okay, and it's in Mamore Chodesh Ador, so it's a time Mamar Beis called Shekel Chodesh Drush Zayin. He doesn't like this. He says, Al Kein Ledaiti Hatzaira, Ein Ze Miderech HaChasidus Masha Kama Anoshim. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like this idea. I mean, he's talking about Berach Hasidus a little bit, but he doesn't like this idea that some people are machmer not to eat anything that was a psak on and so on. Okay? Hagam shudaber poshut umavur dino lehetek agon ide tarobus b'shishim. He says when it's a, he mentioned shishim, that's why I'm bringing it in. Okay, he says, we're talking about a tarovis, that there was a shishim, and it worked, and it's a call, everybody agrees, and so on, it's mutter. Kiladati adarabba, mitzvah, he considers a mitzvah, okay? Yochlu anov v'yisbo, kiu nesiva meis Hashem yisbarach, she yoshava Yisrael lios, chassidus, you know, that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw to it, that this piece of Yisrael get mixed up with this tarovis, and we shishim, and therefore it's mutter? So that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, dafki you should eat it. That's what he's saying of derech, and he said, what about the Gemara that Shulchan Aruch quotes? You know, the Gemara says it's a reasonable chumra not to eat meat al shahar b'chacham. So that's when it's not a favorite shadin. That was something he calls a milson taiba swara. The chacham had to think that swara, you know, it wasn't beferish adin. He paskin so good, but a line in malacha says someone's in machra and that's okay. But anyway, he dismisses the idea. He says b'nei Yisoscher, and b'nei Yisoscher was one of the Gedolei Chassidus, and the sefer b'nei Yisoscher is the sefer Chassidus. But he has, you know, other things in the realm of halacha. You know, Hirsch Melech of Dinner, Tzviel Melech of Dinner. So yes, something on if he says a sefer mitzvah, it didn't get too far. But he wrote it called Derech Kudecha. I mean, new halacha too. It's not just Chassidus. More famous than b'nei Yisoscher, which is a very, you know, beautiful work in terms of. They say Chassidus and Machshava, but they know Halacha too. So he certainly without question. So he he kind of rejects. I didn't see that he quoted this Pesach Tshuva, okay? But you know, who extended it to Shishim Tachim? He says the Ferish. He says those people don't want to eat something because they had to ask a shayla. Even a Hagam Shudavar Poshet or Mavur. That's no chumar. He doesn't go for that. So you know, so there's actually a tshuva from the Maharsham was Rav Shalom Mordechai Shvadron of Brzezhan. Some of you may have heard of the Rav Shalom Shvadron, who was the Maggid, all the Rabbi Krohn's Maggid series. I don't know how many books there are now, 5, 6, 7. I heard the Maggid speaks, the Maggid talks, the Maggid. So he has their inspirational story. I don't think everything in his taka from the Maggid. Shalom Shvadron was a Maggid in Yerushalayim, and when he came to America, he used to stay by Rabbi Krohn. He collected a lot of stories from him, and I think he had some of his own stories. It's inspirational. Shalom Shvadron. Shalom Shvadron from Yerushalayim was the grandson, the great grandson, named for Shalom Mordechai Krohn, Tshuvos Maharsham. I think the 7 or 8 volumes of Tshuvos, and he also wrote this thing called. Before the term had a different meaning, it was a parish called Das Torah on many sections of Shohar. I don't know if it's on the whole Shohar, but it's like sort of like a Mishnah Berurah style commentary on, I think I have it home, all of our Chaim, certain parts of the other day, and so on. It's a great gong. It's considered one of the big poskim in Europe. There's once a story that somebody came, just a sort of different drach on the learning. Somebody came and asked Chaim, Salvation, Chaim Brisker, a question. He said, Shaila did. He said, I need to think about it. And the person didn't answer right away. He said, the Maharsham was a big bucky in the Psalms. He asked the Maharsham. So the Maharsham answered, he says, the Prima Gadim is Mekel. There's a very difficult Gemara that implies it should be Matan. The person came back to Chaim. Chaim said, yeah, I figured it out. He said, the Gemara says that it's also, there's a very Shreya Prima Gadim who wants to be. It's a sort of different style of learning. Anyway, so the Maharsham. As a tshuva, chelak hei simen nun vav. Well, he discusses this. He says that those people, he seems to side. Right? He doesn't quote the B'nai Yisrael, but he says side. They're also not to rely on shishim and so on. And these type of dinim, he said, I don't think it's right. But in principle, that Gemara says someone didn't want to eat meat, which that's only talking about milson talib b'svara. On the other hand, it says, what does Rashi mean? So there's an open question. You know, why does Rashi call this? You know, what exactly is the issa? Okay, but anyway, so the Bade Shulchan writes the following here in the beginning of our Simon Kuf Beis. Okay, the Bade Shulchan, it's the cotton olive. He says, "Hinam in a Torah, ain chiluk bein davar she ain lo matirin, the davar she yesh lo matirin." That's one. The gam davar she yesh matirin batal kedin bitol yisurah. Elamid Rabbanan who the Amri Shalois Batal Dover Shiesh Matir. So then the Rabbanan, the Nechlikar Shona Bitama Dover. And there's a Machokas Rishonim as to what the reason is. Shodas Rashi, okay, that's this Rashi in Beitzer. Shodas Rashi, Ho, Yeshal Matir, Lacherzman, below Bitul, Achmur Rabbanan Shaloyochanab Israel de Bitul. So he asks our question. He asks the same question. Uluchora. Ma iser yesh kan kevin sheish din bitul v'nasa keheter. So what do you mean? Why is there any iser? V'nira habir v'zeh shalolam hayaro ligzar kol din bitul shalo yoel. He's a different. He says really the chachamim should have, even though there's a din of achar ablahatos and bitul bro. He said, you know, the chachamim might have been well, might have been made sense to ask everything which is through bitul. Why? because shalom yo, it shouldn't work. The nira le'inshi kakuli yaseirin. He says because it looks like to the average person funny. It's mixed, you know. What do you mean, right? We had to come up with a whole explanation of why acharam lahatos works, and especially again you say nepach. We called it magic, right? Nepach yisulios hetter. What do you mean, right? The average person doesn't understand it, and he says beikel amecha sheyavol lezilzul bisurim. Okay, you know, people will make a joke, and then they'll add on purpose without knowing aim about the chatchila. It's ripe for a lot of advantage taking, so to speak. I think that's what about the Shulchan Tain is. The whole concept of bittul is ripe for people to misunderstand and to misapply. So really, they should have. However, he says, nonetheless, Chazal didn't say we should ask a bittul altogether. Why? Because, you know, Asr, everything, it's always easy to Asr everything. So then, you know, anytime anything happens, the person has to throw out the meat, has to throw out the plate, to throw out the oven, whatever, everything gets ruined, right? So it's a chashash or hefsed, chashash kodesh baruch hu ha'mamon shal Yisrael, right? So therefore, they didn't want to do it. V'lochein heinichu din bitul al makom. They left the bitul alone. Ulam, the dover she'esh ha'matirin, kevon she'ein b'zeh hefsed mamon. But by Dover Shesh, there's no hefsid. Wait 2 hours, it'll be mutter, right? There's no hefsid, there's no problem. So Shuv Gozu, Allah Bitu, Shalayo, Yochel, Mocha, Belo Bitu. I thought it was an interesting story. I'm sharing with you. But the Shulchan says that was the idea as to why the Chacham really, they weren't wild about Bitu altogether. It should have been Gozu, and the Torah says it works. Bitu Barov works with the Raisa. But it's the type of thing where one might have expected a Rabbanan anyway. To be goes or against it, so people wouldn't take advantage, they wouldn't realize they'd misapply it in the wrong situations and end up violating real dinim. So they didn't do that, they held back because it would cause too much, hefsid mamon, and pots and silverware and everything else you'd have to get rid of. So therefore, they didn't do it. But by Dover Sheish HaMatirin, if you have another way out, you can wait an hour and a half or 4 hours or whatever it is, and the yontem will be over, the problem will disappear, whatever the issue, whatever the Dover Sheish HaMatirin is. So then wait, don't rely on it, okay? So it's a little bit different. Again, the B'nai Yisosfer was against the whole thing, but even the Marsham and those, you know, that Pesach Tshuva might have been a Midas Hasidus or something, don't rely. That's one approach. But he's saying someone maybe a little more practical. I don't know, you can take whichever approach you like, but I think we do need to have some approach. Otherwise, Rashi, what do you mean, Acho Tuchlenim, Issa Tuchlenim, Issa, what is it? It's Mutter. The answer is yes, it's mutter, but either it's kind of there's a midas chassidus not to do it, or it's a chazal had other cheshbonos. There's some of the explanations into the terms of that. Okay. As the Bada Shulchan hinted to, and as you know, again, those are in Kolo, that's Rashi's approach, but there is another approach, okay, and that is the approach of the famous Ran in the Dorim. The famous Ran in the Dorim, on Daf Nun Beis and Aleph, where he bases it upon something we've already seen a few times. Again, we apologize that the Bar Ilan website, you can't access the Makoros. We don't have sheets other than we printed up through the Makoros themselves. But you get a chance to look it up. I just quoted again the Psukim. We've seen this Gemara Menachas, Tav Chof Beis Menalab, going over to Chof Beis Amid Beis in Menachas about the Machokas of Yehuda and Chachamim, whether Min B'mino is ever bottled or not. Right? So the Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion Min B'mino is never bottled. Okay, and Chachamim say it is. And the Gemara there says that Shneihem, Mikra Echad Darshu, both the Yehuda and the Rabbanan are operating from the same Pasuk. That's the Pasuk with Vayikra from Parshat Achemos. Vayikra Tes Zayin Yud Ches, where it says, Lakach Midama Por Midama Soyer, and the Avodah Sehem Yom Kippurim, we discussed it. So you have Dama Por and Dama Soyer, and everybody knows Rashi there quotes it on Amud Aleph, Chafez Amud Aleph, and everybody knows there's a lot more blood from the cow, a much bigger animal than a Soyer, and you have the mixture of blood, so it's much more cow blood than there is goat blood. Nonetheless, they seem to remain distinct. The pasuk refers to one as dama par. It's called dama par. It's mixed together, but it's called dama par vid dama soyer. In other words, the dama soyer, the minority, the small amount, retains its independent identity. So therefore, it says in Yehuda, that's because min b'mino is not bottle. Min b'mino is not bottle. And Rabbanan disagreed with that. Rabbanan said, no, min b'mino is bottle. The case over there with dama par and dama soyer had to do with a matter related to kachim. Okay. In other words, the special din, so to speak, even though the dama par overwhelms the dama soyer in this mixture, okay. In other words, it maintained its identity. So he says, "Min min is not potel," and the Rabbanan say, "No, that's a special kachim din." Okay, now, one could say, okay, very good, it's got nothing to do with us. Okay, that's a machlokes, how to learn the psukim, which is what it looks like. If you look up there, menachos on chof beis, that's what it looks like. The old man, his is a din, and they're putting on this back, it's a different din. However, the Ran, that long, long Ran, Nedarim on Daf Nun Beis, the Ran has a whole different approach in understanding that sugya, and hence, in the matter of Dovash Yesh HaMatir, which is being discussed there in the Dharma Daf Nun Beis, that's the sugya. A person takes a neder. So neder, it takes a neder, it only applies a certain amount of time. So whatever he is neder against, I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to do this, also Dovash Yesh HaMatir. Why? Because in 30 days, the neder will be over. Right? So whatever his time limit, the neder is going to end. It's also Dovash Yesh HaMatir. That's how it comes up over there. So the Ran basically says that what is the, and we actually talked about this incidentally at the very beginning of the year at Basel Chalot. When is there bittul? Remember I told you that in a certain sense there's no bittul by Basel Chalot. Not really bittul. Okay? Halachically it ends up being bittul, but that's because we base it on Derech Bishul HaSutar, if you remember. But there's no bittul. Why? Because bittul applies when you have a conflict. Right, a clash between two different entities. Okay, so then one is mevatel the other. Okay, one is mevatel the other. That's the general definition of bittul. Right, the one item, the davar ha'asa, the davar mutar. So one is so much more powerful, or whatever the greater in terms of numbers. So one is mevatel the other. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, that's exactly why meat bimino is not bottle. This is blood and that's blood. Okay? It looks the same, smells the same, right? This is dam aparis blood, dam asaris blood. So you can't have bittul, there's no conflict. Right? This is blood and that's blood. There's no clash. It's all dam. So therefore he says it's not bottle. Okay? But the Rabbanon said, La halacha, even though they're both blood, but the dam apar and dam asar have different halachas associated with it. In other words, and that's what the dam apar and dam asar, even though, let's put it this way, in terms of mitzias, they're physically they're the same. I mean, I understand the DNA will be different, obviously, but physically they're the same, but they're not the same halachically. So therefore, the Rabbanon will say, since there is an area, so to speak, of clash, that's enough to allow bittul, okay? And the fact that there really should have been bittul, over there, there's no bittul, special din by kachim, and so on. That's what our Rabbanon got out of it. You follow? In other words, according to the Ran, the Yisoda Machlokas in Menachos, between the Yehuda and the Rabbanon by Dama Par and Dama Sawyer, is Yehuda says there's no bittul, there's no conflict. There's Dama and there's Dama. He looks at what's in front of me. I see this looks like blood, that looks like blood. I can't tell the difference, all the same. Okay, and therefore we cannot. There's no bittul is only when there's a clash, when there's a conflict. There's no conflict, and the Rabbanon take into account also the halachic distinction. So this is dam from apart, this is dam from asar, the different dinim for certain things or whatever it may be. But halachically they're not the same. So that's enough of a conflict to allow bittul to take place. And the reason it doesn't take place, over there is a special din, a local din, how to learn the pasuk with regards to kosher. Okay, what the Ran then does is he takes this concept. And he brings in the issue, and he relates it to Dovash Yesh HaMatir, which is the sugya there in the Dharma. Okay? In other words, in order for there to be bittul, the two items have to be significantly, or at least somewhat different. They have to be somewhat different. Okay? Now, an obvious case, a Dabar Asr falls into a Dabar Mutter, so these two items are totally different. This is a Dabar Asr, this is a Dabar Mutter. Right? So they're different enough to be bittul. And even in the Min Bimino, but this is treif meat, this is kosher meat, or whatever. This is a chicken that was, this is regular chicken from a slaughtered, properly slaughtered chicken. This is chicken from an availer. Okay? So, in terms of, as meat, they're the same, min bimino, but they're halachically different. Right? So, according to the Chacham, the fact they're according to Rabbanon, the fact they're halachically different, that's enough to allow bittul to take place. However, when you have a Dovah She'esh HaMatir, so the Ran Yisod, they're not really different halachically, or they're only temporarily different. They're only temporarily different because pretty soon, at the end of the day or whatever, the end of that period of the Dharma, or whatever the sigya is, whatever your case is, in the case of Dovash Yesh HaMatirin, so the Dover Usher is not really a full fledged Dover Usher, it's not a bona fide Dover Usher. Why? Because it's going to come Mutter soon. So it's come Mutter soon, then The Chacham said you can't have bitul. That's the yisod of the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. Because the conflict, the clash, is minimized by the fact that this Dover Usr is going to become a Dover Mutter later on. So it's conceptually or halakhically similar to the Dover. It's still different. The Dover Mutter is Mutter right now. Okay, and it's not going to be Mutter for a couple hours. But it's not different enough. It's not different enough to say that the real clash. But it'd be a clash. It has to be a clash, a conflict, over a more dramatic conflict. This is a less dramatic conflict than going to become Mutter. Okay? So that's the yisod of the Rambam. It's not like Rashi said, right? It's not that. It's that the conceptually bittul works only when there is a sharp clash, a sharp conflict. Rashenu came by double shesham material. There's not such a sharp conflict. The items, this item didn't come with it anyway. Yeah.
It's still there in front of them.
So it's many. Really, well, no, the rice is still bottled, no doubt. But we do a bottle, and then, right, it's using a yisod. Yeah. Okay. The Rabbanan decided there shouldn't be bitul because it's not different enough. And that's, I think, the way he says it. Okay. Now, by the way, okay, we'll see this momentarily. Many assume, or most actually assume, that the whole din or the whole chumra of Dovah Sheyesh HaMatirin is taken not by min b'shein o mino. It's only by min mino. Okay. And that's, again, that's that sugya nedarim. The Gemara says that if Tarov is a min b'she'en omino, then the bittul does work even by davar sheish matir. Okay, why? Because again, because that's those two. If it's a min b'she'en omino, it has a different. It is a sharper. You're right. Halachic is going to become mutter, but there's enough of a difference, metzias wise, so to speak. There's enough of a general difference that the bittul still works. In other words, Dover Sheyesh HaMatirin is not Mevatel because it's not different enough, but here it's two different things. It's Min B'Shein Omino. So then the Chumra of Dover Sheyesh, if the whole Chumra of Dover Sheyesh HaMatirin is based upon the fact that there is, that's not Batel, it's based on the fact these two items are similar, yeah, but it's Min B'Shein Omino, it's not really that similar. It's really a more pronounced difference. In other words, it comes out that it has to be a more pronounced difference for Bittel to work. Okay? So again, the concept of bittul, to summarize, is that there is a clash, there's a conflict, okay, between Issur and Heter, and if the Heter is the rov, wins. Heter beats out the meal, okay? And the opinion of Yehudu says that by min b'mino there's no bittul, that's because there's no clash, right? And Rabbanan said the fact that one die of dam mutter, dam Issur, okay, so then there is a clash, there can be bittul. So by Dovah Sheish HaMatirin, the Chacham say a halachic conflict or a halachic difference, okay, like between Issur and Heter, is enough of a difference according to the Chacham. But not if the Dover also is going to become Mutter anyway, then it minimizes the halachic distinction. Okay, so that's the that sort of summarizes the Ram. In that long piece, the Ram brings up, if you remember, okay, the Ram brings up a Gemara in Psachim that we discussed also, the Sugya of Recha Milsa. That was one of the Ram's sort of the alumnusha extension of his presentation, which that's what I wrote over here. Psachim.
Small.
Yeah, thanks. Moore brings up, if you remember, at the end of the, was it seventh parak? I think, yeah, at the end of the seventh parak. Not the end, but the end. Hold on. Where is it? Here, Daf. Ayin Vav. Starts at Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Okay. And goes over to Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Okay, just the last two words on Ayin Vav. Amar Rav. Okay, this is Psar Shkuta Shomein Shetzalim Psar Nevela. Remember, you put this is the sugya of Recha, right? When you cook the things in the oven together, right? You cook the davar osa, the treif and so on and so forth, right? The Gemara has this is the machokes Recha Milsa and Recha Lav Milsa. We had it here in Basul Chol, right? So the question is now: this not don't mix this up. Not Zaya. It's not Zaya. This is Recha. Okay, leave out Zayah, that was a different discussion. Recha just did smell, right? So the idea is, can the Reach of one food be absorbed by the other food to acid it? Okay, if they're in oven at the same time. So the Gemara begins by talking about Psar Shkuta Shomen Shetzolo in Basin Avela Kochish. Okay, it says, also, my time, Fatmi Mahadoni, that's Rav. The Levi Omar, Philip Psar Shkuta Kochish, Shom Basin Avela Shomen Mutter, my time, Reach of Alma, Reach of Lav Milso. So Machokis, Rav and Levi, and we connected it to Gemara of Azar, if you remember, we had other who's that? Recha Mishlokesh, I think, argued about. So anyway, that was the whole sugya of Recha Vilsa. Later on in the sugya, the Gemara talks about baking bread, baking something par with something flashy. Okay, we bake. So the Gemara had at the end. Remember the case at the end, Hu Venisa, right over here. Tani, right before the Mishnah, I involved with Beis. It says Tani Rav Kana Bered of Chinas Saba. Pas Sha'afu Im Tzli B'Tano. You cook, you bake bread with meat in the same oven. Asul Achal Chutcha. You can't eat that. You can't eat that bread together with milchit. Then it says Ahi Binisa the Itu Bahade Bisra. You have fish, you cook together with meat. You can't eat that fish with a milky meal. Okay? And again, that was the same sugya of Recha. Alright? And it appears at the end of that sugya that there is a problem. Because the if you bake that bread with flesh, you have to treat it as flesh. You can't eat that bread with cheese or some other milky product. Okay? That's what the... that's how the Gemara there concludes. Tosus, Dilamas and Osro, there says, Mikan Posuk when the time, Kirav, okay? That Recha Milso, that's the Pasha Pshat, okay? That we Paskin from here, Recha Milso, but we discussed at the time, it's actually Machokos Rishon about it, all right? And the Rif over there in Psochem, the Rif in Psochem, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the page of the Rif, which I have here, the Rif has a whole. The Rif is by us. I'm sorry. The Rif is in Chulin. The Rif is in Chulin. The Rif in Chulin. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Going over to Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The Rif is by us in Chulin, right? That section of Pesachim. There's no Rif because most of it is Kachim. Anyway, the Rif basically seems to say that you can argue that Recha, even if you say Recha Lav Milsa, okay, right, we did it at the time. Even if you hold that Recha Lav Milsa, still, you can understand why you have to treat that bread that was baked together with fleshes as fleshes and not eat milchis. Okay? What's the idea? So he says, Recha Lav Milsa acknowledges that what? That the flavor, this is what the Rif said. Recha Lav Milsa, what does Recha Lav Milsa mean? Recha Lav Milsa, I mean, Metzias wise, there is a smell, there is a Reach. But what the Rif says is, for those who hold Recha Lav Milsa means, that yes, some smell of the fleshing is absorbed, something from the fleshing is absorbed into the bread, but it's so small, Recha Lav Milsa, that in whatever the, in this case, the bread, the receiver, right, the receiving food, receives, the amount is so small that it's automatically bottled. That's how the Rif understands Recha Lav Milsa. Right? Recha Lav Milsa means, not that there's no such thing, as a food that's in an oven giving off some kind of a smell that can impact something else. Okay, it does. But it's so minute, if you hold Recha Lav Milsa, it's so minute that it becomes automatically butel, the bread or whatever it is, the other, the fish, whatever the parva item is that's absorbing, it overwhelms that little bit of the, it's not bad, it's not splattering, there's nothing real, it's Recha, but the Recha is overwhelmed and therefore it's halachically insignificant. That's how the Rif understands Recha Lav Milsa. Okay, and that's why if you have a kosher piece of meat and a piece of nevela in the oven at the same time, okay, there, if we'll say that the bittel works. Okay, the bittel, the kosher piece, if it's whatever flavor is absorbed from the non kosher, whatever reich is absorbed, will be bought. Okay, however, going back to says Iran. Why? Because if we wouldn't rely on bittel there, what are you going to have to say? You have to throw out all the food, right? It's going to cause a hefset, right? You have to throw out the food. Because if the bittel's not, we're not going to allow bittel, we're going to say that the reich is going to ruin it, so you're going to have to throw out the food. And therefore, the Chacham said that the reich, we'll assume that the reich is not enough to render it into something which is now awesome. However, when it comes to the bread, there, we don't have to rely on the bittel. Why not? So the bread will absorb from the flesh. So what, we have to throw out the bread? No, just eat it with flesh. Okay, you don't have to throw it out. There's no loss. Right? So you can't have it with your cheese. You can't have it with your kutah. Good. Okay? There, we're not going to allow bittel because There's no laws. You don't have to rely on pitul. There's no, they're not going to throw anything out. Just make sure you eat this bread with fleishig. Everything, everyone's happy. Okay? And the Rif actually uses the term. Okay? Look it up in Chulin. He says, this is Dabar Sheish HaMatirin. That's how he learns. So the Ran, there in the Dharm, quotes this Rif here by us in Chulin. Okay? Saying that that's a case of Dabar Sheish HaMatirin. I mean, the truth of the matter is, you know, it goes even further in a way. I mean, it goes even further in a way. Because, well, number one, he seems to say that it works even by min v'sheino mino. They have bread and meat, min v'sheino mino. Yeah, he's calling that double sheish matir. We said before that by min v'sheino mino, that's how the Rambam himself holds. By v'sheino mino, then even by double sheish matir, we would apply bitul. Okay? But he seems to say not. That's number one. Number two, it's a funny application of double sheish matir because nothing changes in the bread. And it's double sheish matir, we usually thought meant what? After a while, it's going to become mutter anyway, right? Beit Shnolder. After, or Nedi, took a Nedi. After a certain amount of time, this is going to disappear. With this bread, this is never, the Isertin with milk is never going to disappear. Right? If we assume that it absorbed flavor from the meat in the same oven, so this is never going to go away. You follow what I'm saying? We're making it clear it's a different type of double sheish matir in a way. Because it's not something automatically is going to come. It's never going to become. In terms of eating with cheese, it's never going to be mutter. Okay, it's just double sheish matir in the sense that it's again the classic double sheish matir with nobody on the neder chadash, right? Chadash after Pesach, the second of Pesach become mutter automatically. It changes its status. Here, this bread cooked together, the oven with meat, is not changing its status. It's never going to become mutter with cheese. Okay, nonetheless, he calls it a double sheish matir. So the Ran in explaining his sheet, he says that's a, you know, and he uses this to, you know, his svara. He says, again, according to the Ran, see, the svara is, and a number of people say this, it comes out a little strange, right? I mean, but actually very logical in a way, okay? If you have a dabar usur that has a tzad heter to it, in other words, the more mutter this item is, the dabar usur has a tzad heter, then the more difficult it is to apply pitul. In order for bittul to work, you want a dabar asr to be asr, and a dabar mutter to be mutter. Then they're in conflict, and so then we'll apply. If this is rov, the shishim, whatever, then the dabar mutter wins out. But if the dabar asr has a certain tzad heter to it, okay, meaning, that's what the Ran explains. That's why he said the roof makes perfect sense. This piece of bread right now, it's not a din. Dabar shishim mutter is not a din, means it's going to become mutter later on. Dabar Yeshash Matir means the item has, and these are not his words, which I'm explaining it, a tzad heter to it. So in the case of Beit Shinova, there's a tzad heter to this egg. What's a tzad heter? Then in 3 hours, it's going to become mutter. By Chodesh, right, it's a tzad heter to this dabar. Right now, it's Osir, it's Chodesh, okay, but in 2 days, a week and a half from now, it's Pesach, so then it's going to become mutter, so that has a tzad heter to it. And in the Rif's case, it also has a tzad heter. This bread that was cooked in the oven together with flesh has a tzad heter. It's even a bigger tzad heter. Why? It's mutter right now. You don't have to wait 2 days or even 2 hours. Or you don't have to wait any time. You can eat this with fleishes right now. You can have a salami sandwich with that bread. So therefore, it has a tzad heter to it. Once it has a tzad heter, so that's exactly the point. Since it's mutter right now, it's going to be even more difficult to apply bittul. Okay? So therefore, and that explains, because we asked, what do you mean the Rif is making a jump? He's saying it applies even to a davar to min v'sheino mino, right? Even to min, the bread and the meat, to min v'sheino mino. We said before, the Rav himself said it's only by min v'mino, right? But by min v'sheino mino, that's enough of a distinction. So says the Rav very cleverly, the Rav says, no, yeah, that's by something, the first type of davar sheish matirin, where it's a classic davar sheish matirin, like Beit Shnolder or Chodesh, it's going to become mutter. Right now, that will not work by min v'sheino mino, that type of davar sheish matirin, because it is a tzad heter, but it's a tzad heter that's not in effect yet. So therefore, if there's other differences, like min v'sheino mino, then it's going to be batel, because there's a conflict. But when it's this stronger davar sheish matirin, what I'm calling the Ran seems to say is a stronger davar sheish matirin, it's mutter right now. It has mutter usage right now, this second. You can go eat it with fleishes. So for that, then even by min b'she'en omino, that's not enough to remove the that's not enough to say that that'll still be a double sheish matirin. That won't you follow? In other words, this type of double sheish matirin, since it has a tzad heter, not an hour and a half from now or 3 days from now, has a tzad heter to it right this second to use right now, that's, so to speak, a stronger type of double sheish matirin. So then that'll even override the conflict in mitzias, double min b'she'en omino. That's how the Ran of Tzachah. Right? Don't follow? But again, we said there's different types of differences between the Dabar Asa and Dabar Mutter. Rabbi Huda, going back to the Dam, this is somewhere I'm speaking, going back to the Dam, right? Rabbi Huda said, well, we look at the Metzias. I don't care about the Halacha. We look at the Metzias. Are these things the same? Are these things similar or dissimilar in terms of Metzias? If they're similar, then there's no concept of Bito, because Bito requires a clash. End of discussion. The Rabbanon disagreed with Huda, and the Rabbanon said, no, even when the items are physically similar, but it was a Halachic distinction, that's enough to call that a distinction, okay, and then Bittul will work. And again, the Dam part, Dam is an exception because of culture, whatever the reason. Okay, but the according to Rabbanon, it's enough to have a halachic distinction even if there is a physical similarity. Right? I'm trying to put it in these terms. Right? The, according to Rabbanon, a halachic dissimilarity is enough to say that there's a conflict, even though in, physically they may be similar. Okay? So now, so the Ran says, by Dovah Sheyesh HaMatirin, if this item has a halachic similarity, what's the halachic similarity? They're not 100% similar, but in 2 hours or 2 days, they're going to become 100% similar. That's enough to say that they're similar. There's no conflict, therefore there's no bittul. Absence of conflict means absence of bittul. Right? That's what the Ran says. It's Dovah Sheyesh HaMatirin. It's going to become bittul later on. Therefore, there's not enough of a conflict, therefore the bittul doesn't work. But if there is a physical dissimilarity, then like Mimashenom, you know, then the Ran would say, even the Ran would say, Dovah Sheyesh HaMatirin doesn't work because it's either or, there's a physical dissimilarity, right? But the Rif's Dovah Sheyesh HaMatirin, in his case, the way he learns that Sugim Psachim, not only learns that way, I showed you Tosus, doesn't learn that way. Tosus says, you see from there, the Reich Alav Nusim finished. But according to the way the Rif learns that that's a Dovah Sheyesh HaMatirin situation, okay? So according to that, even if there's a physical dissimilarity, but the halachic similarity is enough even to outweigh that. That's at least what the Ran explains. Okay, so that's a bit of a lumdish piece. I think in the yeshivas they used to refer to them. Still, they call it the Telzer Ran. Did someone say it when you learn in Beit Zev? The Telzer Ran. Telz was pilpul. You know, Telz was known for philosophical analyses of pilpulim and so on. So it's a Ran. I think this is the Ran. They call it the Telzer Ran. It's a long, long piece with a whole full analysis. Pashto says like Rashi said, Dovah Sheyesh HaMatirin, it's going to be mutter a little while. So Acha Techan Miser, Techan Beheter. We saw that's not such a simple concept. Why that should be, but okay. That's the famous Ran. Okay, Badei HaShulchan. If you want to see the nice neat summaries, again look back in some Kuf Beis and some Cotton Olive after he quotes Rashi and he gives his suggestion as to why. Rashi says it's called Isser because it'll mix people up. The Chacham, Anyway, he says Zeh Ladas Rashi, Ladas Haran, Hatam Bezeh. They should call Dover Shu Doma Lechavero. Okay, he says it very nicely. Call Dover Shu Doma Lechavero. Eino Machlisho Mavatlo Elamamido Mechazko. The Lachain Motzino Man Desover VeGemara. That's a Behuda. The Min Bino Lo Batlo Kevin Shem Shavim BeMahusam. Right, they're qualitatively equal. Apple Pishim Chalukim Bedinam. Even the halacha could be different, but Mitzias, why is it the same? Shazayis of Zeheter. Ulam. Anan Kaimalon, like the Rabbanon. Kaman Domer the Gam Bemin Bemino Potel. Mishayin Royal Lelech Acher Dimyonam Bim Mahusam. Elach Achilukam Bedinam. Right, we say you don't look at the physical properties, but rather halachically. But Heter, Shirabo Lesom Machlishum Vatlo, Kevish and Domem Bedinam. Ulam calls every double Shayin Lamatirin. Isur Kayam, it's an all-time Isur, long-lasting Isur. Avodah Sheish Matir, Lechula Alma, Eina Heti Ochel Vatlo, Kevon, Shagam Bedinam, Enum Chalukim Legamri. Because halachically, they're not totally dissimilar either. Shari Gama Isur, Eina El Zman, it's got a time imposed on Isur. Uchavor Zman, Yishtaved Dino Heter, they become parallel to the Heter, Zet Tamas Oran, and so on. Then he tells you, look at the Biurim, he has a third. Everyone knows Rashi and Iran, he has actually a third. In the Biurim section, he says there's a third approach to why Dabar Sheyesh HaMatirin is Eina B'Teila. So he writes, I'll just do this quickly, he says, V'ayin b'fnim she'venu shnei tamim l'din zeh. V'od tam shlishi, ra'isa b'zeh v'isa b'zeh v'r kan fayona, v'yomas v'lulay, v'shaos tshu, v'sholom eshev. Sholom eshev, v'yosef shalom. Nathanson, who was a great v'el achonim in the 1800s, he wrote, shaos tshu, v'sholom eshev, it's five volumes, very small print, you know, a lot of truth. Anyway, he writes, Simon Shin, in Badur Tlisaw, third section, Simon Shin Pei Dalet, the Kevin Sheyesh Matir Ve'ein Isur Isur Olam Niri Le'Inchi Kisur Kal. He says people will not take. They'll say, "Oh, it's going to become mutter again in a little while, anyhow." Right? The Shemir Olahakabo Levatul Lechatchila Yavru Isur De'Ein Ratlis Lechatchila. He says, "You know what the problem with David? You know why David Sheyesh Matir is not butter? Because people won't take the. You know, look, listen, this egg is going to become mutter again anyway." Anyway, so right now, mix it with other things, right now it's takosa. But people will think, well, what's the big deal? So I'm going to come up with a chap, with a patent to make it mutter now. It's going to come mutter again later anyway, on its own. So let me do something now, mix it with other things. No, right now it's takosa. So therefore he said, because of that, there goes it. Bittul doesn't work. People know, oh, bittul doesn't work. I can mix it with 1,000. It's not going to help. So it's a different... It's kind of a xera, so to speak, that the way he puts it. I mean, it's a double, it's a chiddush. I don't really see where you see that in like Gemara, but okay. He said that was, we're trying to search for svaras. So he says that's the svara behind the chumra of Dovah Sheish Matir, because people won't take a Dovah Sheish Matir seriously. They'll think, so it's going to become mutter. I won't eat the egg now. Okay, it's going to become mutter tonight anyway. It's not like a piece of treif meat that's never become mutter. So, right, that's what he says. Okay. Finally, in terms of this unit here, the Prima Godim quotes it. What's it? You know, is there an nafkamina between? Let's leave out the Shalom Shalom Rashi and Rav. Is there an nafkamina? So the Prima Godim here by us in the Shar HaTarovos has. If you want to look, you should look there anyway. You look there because he has a good summary of certain. The Chela Gimel Parak Beis. In the introduction to the Tarovis. He has a few points about Dovah Sheish Matirin, and then he summarizes the Shittas, right? Brings it here by us, and Simkut Beis Osei, Dovah Sheish Matirin, have a heter, the heter, domil, the dam, a par, the dam, sor, and so on. Everything we explained before. And he said, "Behina nafkamina bein beis tamim elu, who be beis ponim." He says, "The two nafkamina," then he rejects the second one. So we'll just look at the first one. Apena alafu, beitz a trefa, shenol du biyantif. Okay? Beitz a trefa, shenol du biyantif. We have an egg. Okay, this is from the Sefer Tzemach Tzedek. I mentioned in the past, there are two Tzemach Tzedeks. The Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch, okay, the second Rebbe, the son of the Balatani, right? That's one. That's Tzemach Tzedek. But there's another Tzemach Tzedek of Nicholsburg, who was earlier, the earlier Achonim. So that's who this is quoted. He's quoted in the Sefer Tshuva, Shalos Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek. Okay, he says the following: the nafkamina would be beitz a treifa shenolu biyamtiv v'nis arif. Okay, you have a beitz a treifa that got mixed up with other stuff. Let's say a treif bird. Okay, that produced an egg on yamtiv. Right, the Beitz is treifa, they laid an egg on Yantav. Alright, now this egg has presently two problems. Number one, it's a Beitz is treifa. Number two, it's Nodav Yantav. Right? Now this egg, says the Prima Godim, is this Arik. It's mixed up with other stuff. Okay? So the question is the Beitz the treifa aspect is never going to become bottom. Right? I'm sorry, never become mutter. Never become mutter. That issue will never disappear. It's a base treifa. Trefa won't disappear. So can you already go ahead to eat the egg in this tarovis? You have a tarovis, right? And the robe is kosher. So can you already eat this tarovis on Yom Tov? Because after all, the trefa aspect is not a Dovah Sheish Matir. Right? That's never come up to the day. Matos all the Yom Tov aspect is material. So says the Pumagadim, L'rashi lo boto, the Nehila Mocha, Tzorach Mito, Mitam Trefa. Okay? Since the whole svara is not just heter, so minimize the iser. Don't eat this on yantar because you're relying on bittul for the treifa part. You rely on bittul, but If you're going to eat this on Yontif, then you're relying on the Bittul for the basis on the Yontif aspect, all the Mutz aspect too. So Rashi said, okay, don't do that. Wait till tomorrow. Then you're only relying on the Bittul for what you have to rely on the Bittul for. However, he says, according to the Ran, okay, Ilu Tamaran, Kevin and Yusei Heter have the Enam Minam. Okay, if you look at the conflict, so to speak. Well, in terms of Yusei Heter, there's a tremendous conflict here. This is a Treif and this is Mutter. So he says, Mimela, there's no reason to say it wouldn't work. Okay, it overwhelms. The fact that there's a conflict overwhelms. Well, Ilu Dazaran, Kevin and Yusei Heter have the Enam Minam, Shazei Asul Olam. Yusei Heter, in Kain, Beitus Trivial Yotim, Mibatal Botam, Chomer, Mibatal right now. Because the conflict is in place, okay, and the fact that it's a basis all the other, it's going to come into tomorrow, that's not enough, since you have something else, something more dramatic, very dramatic, right? There's a dramatic killer, this is Heter. He said, so again, according to the Ran, requires the conflict. You have your conflict, right? You have your conflict. Even on the other itself, it's a conflict. This is a trefa, not smutter. So you have a conflict, so therefore it should work on the other. So that's the Primogodim's nafkamina between the Rashi and the Ran. Just to finish this piece up with one just a small point of interest, I think the just in terms of lundus, but we'll see the Ran and Shitos. I think the Rav made a point to this. I think he had a different approach, which I won't finish going over. But right now, we said in the Gemara Beitza, just come full circle. We said in the Gemara Beitza that there were two chilukim in the Gemara. First of all, by Dovash Eish Matir, we said it's not batel, and we also said the kula, Shrek Dabon Kula, won't apply. Right? The Gemara had two different. So according to Rashi's way, the two go hand in hand. Right? Aja Tochan Abisa, Tochan Abisa. Don't rely on Shrek Dabon Kula, don't rely on Bittol, for whatever the reason we suggested. But the two go together. But according to the Ran, this whole lumbus doesn't explain why we wouldn't say Sveikla Bon Makula. In other words, Dover Shesha Matir, and you want to tell me it's a Bittul requires conflict. So we have the whole lumbus of the Ram in terms of Bittul. Good. But what about Sveikla Bon Makula? Why should, by Dover Shesha Matir, why should we not say Sveikla Bon Makula? That was the Morris Kasha, right? Bishlam, according to Rabba Sveikla Raisa, right? Because he holds the whole Isra Beisha Yantav, and Isra Raisa. Of Hacham based on Hachana. But according to those Amorim, was it Real Sif and Ritzer? It said it's a din in you know, it's a Xerud Arbonon and Mashkin Chizovo, Perish and Osher, and so on and so forth. So why it's only Din Arbonon, that was the Morris Kasha. So according to Rashi, one approach covers both. Right? Acha Tokhan Abisa, Tokhan Abahata, don't rely on Sheikh Dabon Lakul, don't rely on Bittul. But according to the Ran, his whole Lumdus works with Bittul. Okay? So in a certain sense, you're almost forced to come back and say that the Ran might agree also, in principle, the idea of Acha Tochan Abisa Tochan Abahata. In which case, so what do you need the whole lumbus for? I don't think that should work with Dovash Yesh Matim also. So I just want to suggest something else. Because the truth is, it does look in the Gemara like two separate things. The Gemara brings up as two separate kashas. So the truth is, this is just a Ran, since we're within 30 days before Pesach now, going through Purim. So there's a famous Ran, I should have put it in the Mamakom site, I didn't, but there's a famous Ran, many of you probably know this, the Arba Kosos. I'll say it over now. The Gemara says, by the Arba Kosos, you have to have Haseba by two of them. But it doesn't say which two. Right? There's a Machlokis in the Gemara Pesachim. I apologize for some reason I forgot to put on my comments, but I think it's Kufches. But the Gemara has require a seba by two of the Arba Kosos, either the first two or the last two. The Gemara has Soros for each side. Okay? Soros for each side. So one Soros makes sense for the first two. That's when you're talking about the whole Sibis and Israel. So you should climb by the first two, not by the last two. The other Soros said, no, the first two is still in Geder Avdus. Right, we still haven't yet completed the whole story, so we're still opposites. No, Hasebah is only the last course. Okay, so the Gemara says at the end, so therefore we do Hasebah by all four courses. That's what we do. Yeah. So the Ran there in the back of Pesachim, yes, one second. What do you mean? The whole Hasebah, the whole Arba Kosos, all in the Rabbanon anyways. Right. So Sveika Rabbanon Lakula. Right. So we should apply the rule of Sveika Rabbanon Lakula. So the Rambam gives two answers, which are both important lahalacha. Okay, one answer is not okay so much for us today. I think the sharp answer. He says you don't apply sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula when doing so will eliminate the entire issue. There'll be no heseba at all because you'll say by the first two koses machokas recline or not. So I'll say, well, sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula, so I won't recline. Okay, so there, now I come to the second koses and it's end up let's say by none of them. Right, you can't apply, says the Ron, you can't apply Sfeika Makula when that's going to undo the whole thing completely, because the result will be that we don't save it all. And that nobody holds. Right? So that's one thing. That's but the Ron also says, and this is a little more again to us, I think we can apply this. That Sfeika Makula we also don't apply when it's just not a big deal. Okay, just not a big deal to do it. Sfeika Makula, he says that his language is no tear. Oh, I have something here. See that? I'm going to take my word for you. Look it up. I don't know to spend the time now, but he says if there's no tircha, it's a minimal tircha. And let's be honest, you're sitting in your seat, so you tilt 6 inches to the left. A big deal, right? It's a do it by all four cups. Not exactly a big challenge, right? I mean, so you lean a little bit, right? It's not so hard. So we don't have to say sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula. Let's do it the right way. Make sure we got our bases covered. It's just not such a tircha. When will we say sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula? When the whole, That's the svara of the Ran by the Arba Kosos. In other words, so how do I want to say that here? So maybe that's why here too the Ran. It's not that he agrees with Rashi. There's no need to apply by a Dovah Sheishon Matirin. There's no need to. It's not such a tircha. So you wait for 3 hours to lift the other. It's not exactly the same as Rashi. But the Ran, I'm just suggesting, not to think further. I think it makes some sense. The Ran in that Ran by Arba Kosos seems to say that when you can, we don't apply Sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula indiscriminately. Well, there has to be, if there's no big tircha, so perhaps, I'm just suggesting Derech Efshar here too, there's no big tircha, the bench is on the other, to wait for 3 hours and eat that. There's no loss of money, there's no, right? In other words, you can wait. So his whole lumbus, his whole creative lumbus in the Ran and the Darim, that's just, that's explaining about why Darush HaRatirin has no bitul. Why don't we say Sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula? It's a different thing, because the Ran in general seems, from that Ran Pesachim, to be hesitant to employ Sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula across the board all the time. He already has exceptions, okay. I think the Ran is also one of the Rishonim who holds that you shouldn't count Sfira in the time of Ben Hashmashas. Right, the whole discussion. Tosus in the Emor Menachem seems to say you can count Shkivah Chatchila. Perhaps it's good to count Shkivah because of Tvimus. Tosus has an unusual application of Tvimus. Okay. But some say, well, it's Ben Hashmashas, the Suffolk time. Right? And the Sfiris HaOmer, according to Rov Rishonim, leaving out the Rambam, a few other notable exceptions, according to Rov Rishonim, Sfiris HaOmer is only a Din Rabbanan. Anyway, so I can count during Shkid, I can count during Ben HaShvashos, because Sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula, right? A lot of shuls, I mean, it's no gel halacha, right? A lot of times the shuls have Minchin Ma'ariv, okay, and it's, they daven, whatever, so they want to count the Sfiris. So a lot of times the rabbi won't out, make sure to repeat the Sfir again, after 8:03 or whatever time it'll be, right? So, But the Ran said, but why don't we say Sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula, right? It's the whole mitzvah Sfiris HaOmer again according to Rov Rishonim is only d'rabbanan. Bisman Hazeh, obviously Bisman Hazeh without the Korban Omer. And Ben Hashmashos the time we can make out of it. So the Ran the same thing. The Ran says because so you'll count in half an hour from now. It's count later. You don't have to worry about it. Don't employ Sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula. So I'm just suggesting we put these together. The Ran seems to be somewhat hesitant to employ the concept of Sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula when you don't have to. So here, that may be why he holds. As we were asking, what does the Ran need? Again, let me go over asking. The Ran gave his whole creative lumdus to explain why Dabar Sheish Matirin doesn't apply, the Bittul doesn't apply to Fil Ve'Elof Lobotel. There's no Bittul. There's a whole lumdus with the conflict and everything else. But he didn't explain the other part of the Gemara that said that Dabar Sheish Matirin, we also don't apply Sfeika d'rabbanan l'kula. According to Rashi, it's for the same reason. It'll wait till later. So we have to say the Ran agrees, but I don't think it's a steer to say the Ran agrees with that piece, because that's the Ran consistent with his general sheet about sacred of all the kula. You don't apply it indiscriminately. You know, in all cases, if you can avoid it, simply, you know, tircha and so on, and you avoid applying. Anyway, that's just a suggestion. All right, I'd count on that piece. Now, we mentioned before that there are those who hold that by min b'shem, there's some discussion about whether there is a din of davashesh matirin by min b'mino or even by min she'eno mino. So I'm just pointing out to machlokas, there is a mishnah in Chalad, Paragimel Mishnah Yud. Very end of the mission. It says, Hatevel Oser Kolshu. Tevel means produce from which Trumas and Mises have not yet been taken. Right? Untithed produce is called Tevel, right? So the mission, very end of the list, it's at the end of the third paragraph column. It says, Hatevel Oser Kolshu Min Bimino. Vishalom Mino Minosin Tam. Okay? Now, Tevel is something that's always Shesh Matirin, right? You can separate Trumas and Mises, now become Mutter. So that the Pharisee Yisrael and Os Lamech says that Tam Shos Bekolshu Mishum Kehetero Kachi Surah. That's a different thing. So why is Tevel so strict? Because remember the rule is that with Daraisa, how much Shuma do you have to take? Daraisa, right? Chita Achas Poteres is called Kri. Right? You can take one little kernel of wheat. That potters, you know, the whole silo full of kernels of wheat, right? So too, the issue is also even a tiny drop can mess it up. Okay, gam tevel is not bottle. Why? Because it's double. Even though it says gam double sheishem material bottle, but ain't mino. The Torah brings up is double sheishem material bottle min b'she'en mino. He explains why you need two reasons. And anyway, that's the kind of the introduction to the issue of. Min Mishen Omino by Tevel, and it's interesting because by Doshesh Matirin by Min Mishen Omino. It's interesting because that's also a sugya in Beitza later on in the Masechta. Okay, and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah there in Beitza is talking about the Isurim related to Tchumim. Oh, we're in the fifth paragraph. I don't know if the plan is to get there or not. But anyway, there is the later Mishnayos talk about the later sugya is talking about tchumen. Okay, so just a quick. The rule is that a person, as you know, on Shabbos can't walk beyond a certain distance from where he is. Okay, that's tchumen. It's a big machlokas. The rice is about tchumen. The rice is going on, but that's called tchum Shabbos. Nothing with carrying. You're not carrying anything. Okay, we can't walk beyond, 2,000 amos beyond the city limits if you're in the city. Or if you're not in the city, 2,000 amos where you're from. Okay, so this rule applies, the Mishnah has explained, Mishnah, Lamed Zayin, Rav, and Beitza, HaBehem HaKelim Kiragle HaBala. Right, it's not only true of you yourself, but your items also. Your Kelim and your animals and so on have the same status. Okay, you can't go anything you have. HaBehem HaKelim Kiragle HaBehem. Okay, now, so my stuff can only be taken as far as I can go myself. So the Mishnah discusses towards the end of that Mishnah a woman ruchena isha shesho and chaverta tavlin umayim melech lisasa. So a woman is baking bread, okay, and she has flour, but she needs to borrow some salt or spice or whatever it is she wants to add. She borrows from the friend. So now. And the other one is a different tchum, let's say the other one set up an air of tchum or something like that. So who, in terms of this food, what are the outer limits as to how far this food can travel? Okay. Usually it goes by the same as a person, but here the food is made by two, it was made, the ingredients in the food are by two different people. Okay? And the Gemara says that the harei elu kiragle shteihen, it's going to have the chumras, the limitations of the two people together. Okay, two people together. That's the Mishnah. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in Beitza. Okay, now, Anaf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the next Amud, the Gemara analyzes this. The Gemara asks, basically wants to know, well, why don't we go by whoever is the Rov? In other words, you look at this food item, all the dough and the flour and the water, that's all for me, and then you gave me a little salt that I added. You gave me a little, some spice that you added. Okay, but it should be dinner pitul, right? Why don't we say it's a dinner pitul? But why don't we say that the restriction of the tchum should be only for, based on a person whose ingredients are the majority ingredients in the item? The rest should also be bottled. Okay? So, the Gemara then says, no, because it's a davar, sheyesh lo matirin. All right, after Shabbat is over, then there's no assurance whatsoever. So, bittul doesn't apply. That's how the Gemara concludes, right? It's a davar, sheyesh lo matirin. Now, the issue is, though, this sugya, when we're talking about the salt or whatever that's mixed in the flour, those are lechora situations of min b'shein amino, right? The salt and the flour, two different things. And yet we're saying it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Right, that's the question we have to deal with. So, Tosus on the bottom of Lamed Chesed Aleph, Dumas of the Liftil Mayim Melech Lagabe Isa. Why isn't the water or the salt bottle to the rest of the dough? So the Gemara says because Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, right? So Tosus asks. First goes Rashi, Pirush Rashi, Hol Veisa Nefisha. Right, the dough is more good. The Tema of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Shafil Be'Alef Lo Bottle. Okay, well, isn't this a case of davar sheyesh lo matirin, and that therefore it should be afilu be'alef lo bottle, right? So, what was the kasha? What was the svar? Yesh lomar d'hani mili min b'mino. That usual did of davar sheyesh lo matirin is only by min b'mino. Min she'en amino ki yofa is bottle shapi. Okay, later on the Gemara is going to say the davar sheyesh lo matirin, but in the question, the Gemara's question, what was the question? So Tosus thinks taka. There really should be no bittul in this case because of the kal. I'm sorry. That's a Tosus. That's the first thing of Tosus. Just a moment. Then Tosus gives a second teretz. Then Tosus says, "Ba'od delo domin l'sharis u'davar tole b'tam avahocha iser tchumim tole b'shem bal emalachetet uvekan shem bal isal ve'velo shem balas amayim v'amela ulechak yeshol isbato." Here. Usually, when it comes to Yisurim and Bittul, that's the flavor. That's a din of the, you know, the taste. Here, it's not a matter of, it's like, almost like a din of Momenus. It's a Momenus question. Okay, it's a Momenus question. So, the bread, you can't. In other words, Tosus is basically saying that perhaps the difference, in this case, maybe there's no Bittul because in terms of Momenus, maybe it's not Bittul. That was the Havamina. And another answer Tosus gives is that you can't call the salt and the dough different things because the whole purpose of them is to make one item. That's not called min b'shein omino. Okay, it's not called min b'shein omino. That's not. You're right. Salt and dough are two different things, but they're put together in this mixture for the purpose of becoming one thing. So that's not min b'shein omino. So that's how Tosus and other Rishonim deal with this issue. But again, the conclusion would seem to be, according to Tosus, and I'll show you a second in the Rashba, the conclusion seems to be that Taka, really the heter of the cooler, the chumra of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, is Taka only by min b'mino and not by min b'shein omino. You have to come out why this Gemara appeared otherwise. You have to figure out why this Gemara implied otherwise. Okay, that's the answer. Let me just finish this up. Did I bring the Rashbo here? Yeah. Just want to finish up this unit if I can quickly. The Rashbo and the Taurus Habayis is Taurus Habayis, Aruch Bayis, Dalet Shar Aleph, Daf Tes, Vav, Amud Aleph. Okay, Tes, Vav, Amud Beis. Sorry, Tes, Vav, Amud Beis. Again, the Rishonim are all trying to figure out how does Gemara and Beitza, which seems to apply it by Mimshein Amino, they're different. It's Mominus, it's not really Mimshein Amino, but they're sticking to their guns that really the whole Het is only by Mimshein, the whole Chumra is by Min Bimino. And again, according to the by the way, according to the Ran, the whole question is to get off the ground. Especially the Ran interpreted that riff. Because the Ran would say, so don't take the bread out of the tomb, just eat it in the tomb. I mean, it has its sacheta right now. Right? So the Ran is no issue, but the Vela Rishon is the issue. So the Rashba, what I say was again, Tesvav Amud Beis, Vaisdal Shar'al Tesvav Amud Beis. What's So we're gonna just finish this up with the thing on the room. Let me mark it down. All right, there on Tetzvah Beis, I'll read some of these Torahs of Isaac Kotzer, the cheat. You see his short version on Chesed Beis. Chesed Beis, the Torahs of Isaac Kotzer, he says, Chatit. It's a cold lover. It's fine here too. That's so simple. Cold lover is Yeshua Matirin. Ain't no bottle of Olam, but feelings are bell. Minna, Mamurim, Shinisar, Bemino. I want to say, Arab, Shaino, Mino, Harez, a bottle to Shari Zuri. Okay? So he also, the Rashba also sticks to that. The whole chumra of Dovah Shemotir and Enoboto, that's only when it's just Arab Mina. It's Arab Shemotir Mina. And again, they'll have to work out those sugars, accordingly. And again, the Ran, I should just point out to you, the Ran in Beitzah, has his same svara, basically. He says, on Beitzah, the page of Riff in Beitzah, the last of Kol Dover, the Ran there in Beitzah refers to what he said in the Dharm, and it all works out. Okay, I just want to point out to you that not everybody agrees with this column. This will finish. Okay, first of all, the Rabbeinu Tam, one of the works of Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer HaYosher. Yeah.
Mitzvot
Tzvar,
you're saying Tzvah is all Tzvar based on the whole header.
Right. Why should only be? Why should only be? You should always say Hachitanah based on the whole header. What's the Tzvar for? So hold on a second. So the truth is that some Rishonim will say like that. Okay, it's a good question. Some Rishonim will do say, I want to point out, Rabbeinu Tam says that. Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer HaYosher, you've seen it, right? It's a separate Sefer. This Sefer HaYosher is not a Musa Sefer, it's a Sefer on, and there's two sections printed separately. One is a Shas HaTshuvas, and one is his other correspondence. Simon Tov Shin, he writes, it's talking about Yayin Nesem, Chutz Mitev Yayin Nesem, the Mino Meshachol Mino. Hotevel dover sheish matirnu vafilu shelo b'mino. When the Tom says mefurish, the tevel is that it's a dover matirnu and it's even shelo b'mino. So he holds like you're saying. In a footnote here, he says das rabenu kedas harif shedover matirnu vafilu b'she'ena mino lo bato. Okay, I'm not sure where that riff is, but that's what it says there in the footnote. And I also we also have the Mordechai at the very beginning of Beitzah, the first Mordechai in Beitzah. Okay, the very first Mordechai in Beitzah. This one not much done. I'm sorry, I didn't finish this. There we go. Simon. The very first Mordechai in Beitzah. Tough Reish Men. Beitzah, the other Kosar, you know, Avia Ezri, that's the Rav Yoh, quotes the Rav Yoh. Kibalti Rabosai Sheim, that's some dishim. Libno Machal the Beit Shol Yonter Bo Bayom Oser. Okay, that's used it as a whitener. Okay, it's Oser. Velo Misharim B'Shishim Chada De Lechazus Otam Avidu. Okay, Besu the Dover Sheish Matirna Filo BeElef Lo Botil. Okay, he says we use egg as a whitener, you know, to make it. He says that that's a case of Dovah Sheish Matir, and that is implying that you're mixing it in something which is Eino Mino. So according to this Mordechai, quoting Rav Yoh, okay, it's another Rishon. So you do have another Rishon, which again will only work for Rashi's approach. The question is, why do the other Rishonim? So again, I have to come up with some other different reasons. Either we can say, like we said before, the Rav, they try not to rely on it. If you can, you have to come up with other reasons. But anyway, the Lamais, it seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim. In this situation, let me read the last thing. The Rambam. You'll see the Rambam also Perek Tezvah. Look at this. I'm almost finished. Perek Tezvah. I'm sorry for going over. I just want to get through this. Perek Tezvah. Hilchos Macholas Asuras Halacha Yud Beis. So completed. Let's read it. Yeah, Royal Lee, okay. Shafilu Dover Sheish Matirin. In this Arab, she'eno mino, below no santam mutter. Okay. The Rambam says if it's a double shesh matirin, he says if it's eino mino, then it's mutter. He said double shesh matirin chumer is only by mino mino, but he says it as a yeroa li. Okay, then he says v'lo yezeh sheyesh lo matirin chomer mitevel shari efshel sakna v'afal pichin shol mino nos in tachos miyarno. Fine. And the Pesach is different. We'll get back to that. The Magid Mishnah on the page, I'm sorry, the Kesef Mishnah on the page, discusses it. The Ravid says he's right, but it's a Mishnah like that, it only be a royal lead. Okay? Okay, so the bottom line is the Machos Rishon, but it's applied by Mino only, or by Mishen Mino. It's more of a sort of the Ravid's way, like Ian's saying, it's more of a sort of the Ravid's way to say that it shouldn't apply by one or the other, but the others have to come up with different theories. Okay, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. It's, not for Yodeno, but Bez Hashem, in either case, well, tomorrow, we'll talk tomorrow. If not, Wednesday morning at 9:15, I'm not going to do a parsha this week. I want to go further and finish the simon. So be in room 101 in the other building. Okay.